when Burleson came to Waco, he left the Waco Female Academy down there, or the Baylor Female Academy down there, and then they elected Dr. William K. Crane to be president, and he held out there until 1885. But with Baylor at Independence, declining gradually to where it had just a very small student body, and with Waco University here in the north, really in the center of the state, prospering very much, becoming an outstanding institution with plenty of buildings, a good staff, so on, it was determined by the committees of the Texas Convention that they would unite the two schools to form one great Baptist university, which would be accredited as a nomination to the state. So as a result was, as this act of union, you might say, took place, then the two schools were unified here under the presidency of Dr. Burleson. He became president of Baylor University at Waco, Texas. So they would have connect the two universities in that way. Baylor University as it was at Independence, and Waco University at Waco. So they called the combined school Baylor University at Waco, Texas. And if you go back and look at the seal of the university, you see many of the early ones that has that legend, Baylor University at Waco, Texas.